It's time for What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.
Totally. What's up, Jacinda Ardern?
What's up? How's it going?
Good, thanks. We're just having a bit of a good time. Announcing our big prize pack. Did you hear it?
That was a giant prize pack.
It's a whopper.
I got really lost a few series ago with Game of Thrones. And you know when you just feel like you're way behind the pack now and it's too far to catch up?
Too many storylines. Does have quite a lot.
Don't say that to us now, Jacinda. Not in the lead up to the election. Don't say anything like that.
I was so traumatized by the blood wedding as well, to be honest.
This isn't that just like an election?
Yeah, probably why it caused me so much trauma. It was the trigger.
So here we are. Your family's package is getting good ups, isn't it? Getting big ups from all the required folk. And most tellingly from National is that they're employing the, I call it the copywriter, John Key, snigger and dismiss. Oh, we didn't even care. Oh, so what? We didn't even care. Shut up. What about it? It's just dumb anyway. Attitude.
The snigger and dismiss. Yeah, it did bring out a bit of that. But I think there's nothing wrong with us having a good contest, you know, between totally different sets of ideas and values in it. And this package, I think, shows that we just focused on different stuff. Good old-fashioned politics, eh? So, yeah, I mean, we've said no to the tax cuts and done something completely different, and then people will make up their mind as to whether or not they think that's the right thing to do.
There'd be people that have been living large on the tax cuts they've had in the last couple of elections who just been going, what am I going to do? I'm used to this lifestyle. I'm used to able to afford half a set of mags.
Well, it would take a while to save some mags on your $20, but
exactly. Someone's got to come out there and say, "Hey, let's not be so all about us. Let's think about the future a wee bit, and all of the other people that we live in and around and rely upon."
It's what we're really trying to promote here is that tax is just a form of crowdsourcing, right? And our view is that we actually have a real deficit on some of the things that we should be spending money on. And classic example, we have this one MP tells the story of this plumber who sat next to him on a plane, and he worked out that if he took the $20 that everyone in his street was going to get from a tax cut, they could hire another nurse at Wellington Hospital. So his view was that that was a much better way to spend money, and that's kind of how we see it as well. But trying to make sure that people think about that at the ballot box is always a challenge.
You know that the richest people in New Zealand are going to vote every time, every single time.
Yeah.
They've been doing very well out of the tax cuts. You know, and you'll get someone saying, they're providing 65% of the cash flow going through the country. It's like, okay, well, that's cool, but
no, it's all about proportion of your income, right? And if you're on a low income, the amount that you pay in tax is gonna feel like a good chunk of your income, right? So we all contribute, but in these last round of tax cuts, $400 million worth of them were going to the top 10%.
Yeah, but some people. What I'm saying is that some people will say, well, you know, they're putting all the money back into the economy. You know, they're earning that money, and they're. It all comes back around. It's like, is that an argument or is it not?
Well, no, I don't think it is, because it's all, as I say, proportionate to your income. If you've got more, you give a little more, right? And the other side of the coin is actually that by the time you get into those real upper brackets, people get pretty clever of finding ways to perhaps not pay as much.
Well, here's my next question to you. What about corporate tax? What about the fact that Ryman Healthcare didn't pay any tax last year? What about the fact that Fonterra paid $1 million tax in total? Fonterra did, the whole year.
Well, or that Uber, you know, paid, I hear, 11,000? I mean, a ridiculously low amount. Probably...
The offshore-owned company things are a different argument again, which needs to be...
It is.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just... Yeah, you know, like, I can't... When I found out Fonterra paid $1 million tax, I was just like, what?
Yeah, well, the multinationals, though, I think, is where, at the moment, we make very little effort around. You know, there's at least some level of scrutiny and rigor around what domestic companies are paying in New Zealand, but there's just not for the multinationals. And the government has said that they're actually going to try and pursue some of that, but only a third of it. You know, they've set the target around what they're going to try and claw back really low. And I think that's totally unambitious multinationals should pay their fair share of tax. A small business does. Why shouldn't they?
Everybody should.
Yeah, absolutely. And those small businesses increasingly are up against them, particularly when it comes to, you know, online sales and so on. So let's just make it fair. That's all anyone ever asks.
Materia Trier came out at the Green Party AGM this weekend and said that she ripped off the system.
Yeah.
What, now, I mean, brave thing for her to do, or silly thing for her to say? Or, I mean, it's obviously electioneering to a point, but it's also full disclosure. Have you ever ripped off the system?
No, but of course I haven't had Materia's life either, and so I don't think I'm really in a position to sit and be judgmental about that, because, you know, she's lived a completely different life than I have, and so I think that probably what she did came with an element of bravery to it. You always run the risk though of that story taking over the story which she ultimately wanted to share, which was that she wants to change the way the system runs.
Yeah, and the reason she was doing it is because it was really, really hard to survive on what she was being given.
Yeah.
Because there's this thing that'll come up before the election. Pretty soon it'll start coming up about single mums and bludgers and the nanny state just feeding money out to everyone, all that sort of crap that comes on.
That never actually really goes away. I mean,
They rev it up right before election time. Though.
Well, you look at our package that we announced last week. We said that we basically wanted to focus on the first 3 years of a child's life and support low and middle income families in that bracket. And ACT comes out and says that it incentivises poor people to have children. A, totally dumb argument, no evidence to suggest it. B, really offensive. And C, no one ever makes that argument about paid parental leave. No one says that because, you know, that's somehow a different group of people. I mean, that stuff exists. Makes me really sad because actually, like I say, it demonises people. And there's no evidence. There's no evidence to back that up at all.
No.
And so the idea that supporting families when kids are young, that's a good idea. The idea of making sure that people have enough to provide to their families, you know, that's a good idea too. So,
there's also that thing of some of the greatest people in this nation started off with very little as well.
I'm just in the middle of reading a book about Norman Kirk, because I'm a big fan of his.
I'm sure you
and,
are.
You know, you look at some of the lives that some of our past leaders had really tough, and they then came into politics to try and change that for other kids. So the idea that somehow we should just take this mentality of pull your bootstraps up and get on with it, that's not actually those who had those experiences. That's not the kind of New Zealand they wanted to create. They wanted to make something better.
In the preparation notes that Sarah's typed up for me here,
you have preparation notes.
We just have a couple of little. We bounce a couple of ideas off each other. I chuck in some improv ones, and
I don't get that luxury.
Possible topics. Possible topics.
Got any jobs going, Jacinda?
Possible topics. Dick swingers. Talking about Winston Peters. Winston Peters.
Wonderful quote the dear Labour leader. Yeah.
Last night I was messaging Andrew about, you know, the New Zealand First Conference, and Andrew messaged back with his lines, and he said, I called him a blowhard. And I was eating my dinner and spat my soup across the room. And he did indeed. He did indeed do that. Yeah.
In the end, this election isn't going to be fought on the basis of swinging dicks. It's going to be fought on the basis of what parties demonstrated they're listening to the real concerns of New Zealanders. As the quote was another
pretty
quote.
Good quote.
Yeah. Not an unfair.
No, I think good. I mean, I'm using a pretty casual vernacular, but
it is casual vernacular.
I can barely name three New Zealand First MPs, let alone see them getting 14% of the vote. But at the same time, it is looking like it's going to be the whole thing pivots on New Zealand First again.
That's up to voters. And I think probably that's the point that Andrew's trying to make. Winston has made this comment about binding referendums for Māori seats and Fury MPs before. He's done it multiple times before. He's pulled it out again. And ultimately, though, I think what we're trying to say is that people just need to look at the kind of New Zealand they want to live in. And they're going to look at the ideas and values of the different parties, and that's what they should look at, beyond just these personalities or these political characters like Winston, and just look next that next layer. this next lay down.
You're an astute politician. You're the deputy leader of the Labour Party. What is it? What is his formula? Because there definitely is one, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, he certainly doesn't let the media set his agenda, that for one thing. You watch him do an interview, he'll get asked a question, and he is definitely not going to be held to answering that question. He talks about what he wants to talk about.
I did an interview with him once, and he wouldn't let me ask a question to him because I had a white cowboy hat on.
Take that hat off. And you read the transcript from Q&A yesterday that he did. He got asked whether or not he was going to run a surplus or a deficit, and he basically asked what the journalist was on for even daring to ask him that question. I mean, it was extraordinary. And yet, I think that's a relevant question. And so, he just sets a standard he wants to be held to himself. That's how he rolls.
All right, so what's the plan this week for Labour? What are the things you need to ensure that get done this week?
Well, I mean, this week we're talking a bit more about kind of our alternative budget, but we obviously only announced our families package last week, and that was a really big deal, so we're going to be talking about that.
I guess you need to ram that home a bit more, don't you, people understand what it is, what they're voting
Absolutely. You know, for me, simplest line is 70% of families are better off under this package. Even if you take into account what National are going to do, 70% of families would be better off under us.
I think for me the most interesting part of it is that the money seems the excess money or the money that's being taxed is going has been sort of allocated into things that make the future a little bit more stable. Yep.
Yeah. Well, actually, we've worked out that by doing what we're doing, we can also save $2 billion over 4 years for health and education. So we just announced what we're going to do with early childhood education last week, for instance. We've said at the moment we don't fund early childhood centres to have fully qualified teachers 100%, so we're going to do that. So you'll just see us continuing to roll out some of those ideas over the next week before we go back into Parliament for one final session.
One last hard slog. All right,
one last hard slog.
Hey, thanks, Jacinda. Thanks very much for talking to us. Jacinda Ardern, Deputy Leader of the Labour Party.
Thanks. Talk to you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.